You seem to be an infomercial for the FASB in this one.
We've worked with them a lot. This was no surprise.
Yeah, so you're safe to conclude that you didn't really change your risk management strategies or policies or decisions at all.
It's
just kind of a textbook case, it seems.
Well, Tony, as Tony said, because he and I and others wrote this policy a long time ago, it's, we looked at the policy, which is a statement of the philosophical nature of risk management for us, and said, okay, so what? So the accounting's different. We've got to do a couple things different. Yeah, we can clean it up. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have anything like that in place. Yeah, there would have been some internal sensitivity to it, but we've been through that. We've lived through it. It's all over and done with, and the policy is understood to one extent or another in the other parts of the world that we're in. So, yeah, the accounting is difficult. The education part is tremendously difficult. As far as words of advice, like Tony said, we would adopt this thing as soon as it benefits us. That's the only one holding it up. And then the other thing is that the training probably takes, I don't know, 2 or 3 times as long as you might suspect. So the amount of patience required to work with all involved, I mean, it's tremendous. We started, as I said, last August, September. We were 90 plus to the point of pulling the trigger here this past July. So it took that many months, day in and day out of working. Because again, I didn't get on a plane and tour the world and talk to everyone. We just don't do that as a company. As a low-cost producer, most everything that we do is done by phone or electronically.